970-823-9202.
It's the Faith Pest Control Podcast again. I'm your host, Mike Stewart, and I'm here with pest expert Fred Talley. This has been the month of the hornet. In our last previous podcast, we talked about murder hornets. We found out murder hornets don't really exist in Georgia, but you know what? When you see a big hornet or a stinging insect, if you're a consumer like me, you're going to go, I don't want a nest of those guys on my home, in my backyard, around my kids, my grandkids. So that's why you need to hire a professional like Fred Talley at Faith Pest Control. If you live in Jasper, if you live in North Georgia, anywhere in the North Georgia area, they are the pest experts. And today we're going to talk about something that I don't know if it's in Georgia. We're going to find out from Fred, the European hornets. Fred, tell us all about European hornets.
All right, Mikey. European hornets were actually first discovered in the States or in North America in the middle 1800s in New York. Since then, they've kind of spread to most of the eastern United States. They reach as far west as the central United States, Louisiana and the Dakotas, that kind of area of the that area of our country. European hornets are commonly called brown or giant hornets, but generally speaking, they're mistakenly referred to as Japanese hornets. And when people are speaking of Japanese hornets, what they're trying to really say is Asian giant hornet, which we do not have in this country at all. The European hornet, excuse me, is the largest and technically the only true hornet found or commonly found in the United States. We have, especially here in North Georgia, very common. We call it the bald-faced hornet. It's not actually a hornet. It's in the wasp family. So the European hornet is really the only true hornet that was commonly found in North Georgia. Although the Asian giant hornet was found, one dead one was found in Washington State, but that they do not exist in the United States that I am aware of. As far as on the European hornets, the adults do resemble our yellow jackets. You know, in this part of North Georgia, most everybody's familiar with yellow jackets. They're a very common ground nesting insect, and you know, probably a half to three quarters of an inch long. So the European hornet, fully grown, is about an inch and a half long. So they're, you know, three times as big as two to three times as big as a yellow jacket, and they are colored roughly the same way. You would look at it and think, my God, what a yellow jacket. I've never seen one that big. They have the same habits somewhat as the yellow jackets. The queen is kind of, the workers are kind of a brownish, where yellow jackets, yellow and black. The worker European hornet is more of a brownish, but it's a dark brown. You'd really have to look at it to say, oh, that's not black, that's brown. The queen's kind of a more reddish brown and are larger than the workers. The thorax is dark. The body where the wings, that's the thorax, is the body section where the wings and the legs are attached. And the abdomen has dark brown and black bands. The like I said before, the head of the European hornet is somewhat reddish brown, becoming kind of yellowish near the face. European hornets typically, probably in my experience, 75% of the time, nest in the hollows of trees. I get calls all the time where the European hornets are bothering people at night because they are attracted to light. They are the only insect stinging insect that I'm aware of that flies at night. If there are others that fly at night, I am totally unaware of them. But European hornets do fly at night. They're attracted to the light. So if you're trying to sit out on your porch and enjoy a quiet evening, you know, you can, again, they won't necessarily sting you unless provoked. But if you've got a fly swatter or a badminton racket trying to kill them, they will sting you. If I get calls and we get them not daily, but weekly, we'll get several calls during the week about, especially this time of year for European hornets. If somebody knows where the nest is or can follow them and find the nest, yes, we can kill them. But there's nothing that us or any other pest control company can do to keep them from coming to your house. If you can't find the nest, you can't eliminate the colony. They, like I said, they typically build in the hollows of trees. I have found them in barns, sheds, the attics of houses, wall voids of houses, in between floors in a house. I actually had them one time building in an exhaust fan vent. Seldom, I don't know that I've ever even seen a free hanging European hornet nest. Generally speaking, the nest is built right at whatever cavity opening they find, whether it be a hollow of a tree or a knot hole out of a wall, and they end up building inside that wall. And then the nest starts at that point, but then just goes deeper inside that void. The outside of the nest, what you can see of it, is generally covered with a coarse, thick, paper-like material. And they make this out of just decayed wood fibers. One thing that struck me as odd and when I first discovered it, but especially if they build in a wall void or between floors of a house or in the attic of a house, sometimes, this happened to me one time out of ignorance on my part, but I know better now. There was a nest in between two floors of a house, and I sprayed insecticide in the nest to kill them. And they were obviously mad. They were, the buzz inside was very audible, but inside the house, the odor was terrible, extremely offensive. And it kind of hung around for several days. The lady actually ended up spraying probably a case of Febreze to finally get the odor out of the house. So that they do emit a noticeable stench when they get riled up. Again, like all of the other stinging insects or the social stinging insects, in the spring, the individual hornet queens, they kind of emerge from hibernation. They'll build a nest or begin building a nest, and she'll start producing workers. And then when she gets enough workers to take over the nest building duty and the nursing duty for taking care of the offspring, she will just begin to have young, and that's it. The workers, of course, all of which are female, you know, they'll go out and forage for the food. They'll feed the young. They'll continue building the nest. Their diet, the European hornet diet, mainly consists of large insects, grasshoppers, flies, bees, yellow jackets. Their nest is generally 300 to 500 residents, if you will, 300 to 500 hornets. They can get up to 1,000. I don't sit there and count them. I don't know that I've ever encountered a nest of that magnitude. I think 300 to 500 would be a reasonable nest to encounter. They do have a somewhat seemingly longer seasonal cycle. Yeah, because they will, they're reproductive. The reproductive casts of their colony are produced well into the fall. When the reproductives mate, the females become the next generation of queens the following spring, and those males die off. As winter approaches, the nest workers die off. The future queens will abandon the nest and seek out shelter in some other type of some other protected place, in rotting stumps, tree hollows, even attics. The queen, like I said earlier, she'll overwinter individually all by herself. But you might find large numbers of queens using the same hibernation site, if you will. The abandoned nests are not normally reused the next year. In the spring, each queen starts their own, you know, nest building process totally over. Like I mentioned earlier, unlike most other stinging insects, European hornets do fly at night. They are attracted to bright exterior lighting or light shining through windows. That's a common complaint, as the hornets will actually bump into the window, make you think they're trying to break in the house with quite a lot of force, causing some people to panic because they think that the glass will break. I have never encountered that they broke the glass, but they do will fly into the window lights and stuff. Sometimes you see workers collecting oozing sap from trees. They can girdle a tree, and what that means is they'll gnaw through the bark all the way around a tree. Such kind of like, in particular, dogwoods, birch, rhododendrons, and fruit trees. I've seen all of those with where they've been girdled by the European hornets. Probably more for the sap than the wood fiber, not fire. And they can be considered a minor pest to beehives by preying on the honeybee workers, but not to the extent that the Asian giant hornet is. But of course, we don't have them there, so that's not generally a problem. But as always, here at Faith Pest Control, we offer a free consultation as well as a 100% make you happy money back guarantee. If you hire Faith Pest Control to get rid of your bee or hornet problem or yellow jacket problem, at the end of 30 days, if you're not 100% happy with with the service we've provided, we'll come back and retreat your home for free. We'll keep on treating it for free until you tell us that you are happy. That still doesn't make you happy. We'll give you back every penny of the money you spent on the original treatment, plus we'll pay you an additional $25 for your time and trouble just for fooling with us. We want you to be happy with the service we provide, or we won't charge you a penny, period. If you feel like what I've said makes sense, please call Faith Pest Control today at 770-823-9202 and ask to speak to me, Fred Talley. I'll be more than happy to speak with you and answer any questions you have.
Well, Fred, that lets us know that the European hornets are a problem and you have the solution. Be sure to call Fred if you have any questions about any pests in North Georgia, Jasper, and anywhere, any of the cities like Waleska. You know, if it's in North Georgia, Faith Pest Control can service you. So be sure to subscribe to our podcast. It's available online. You can get it on your phones. You can get it on your voice speaker systems like Alexa and Google Voice. You know, we do this as a public service for the residents and business owners of North Georgia so that you know what to do when you see pests that you want to get rid of and eliminate. And make sure to do the right thing. You know, hire a professional, and Fred Talley is the professional that you need to call at Faith Pest Control. Until next time, this is Mike Stewart for the Faith Pest Control Podcast. We'll see you next time.
Google Faith Termite and Pest Control. Guaranteed service you can trust. Call 770-823-9202.
202.
Hey there, I'm Fred Talley with Faith Pest Control. Now, it's a fact. If termites infest your home, they can do devastating damage unless they are discovered and stopped. At Faith Pest Control, we understand that your home is your most valuable possession, and the last thing you want to happen is for it to be damaged by termites or any other pests. Call Faith Pest Control today at 770-823-9202 for a free pest consultation and free termite treatment estimate. Don't take a chance when it comes to termites in your home. It's simply not worth it. Let the proven experts at Faith Pest Control protect your home from termites. Call us today at 770-823-9202 and be sure to visit our website at faithpestcontrol.com.
Google Faith Termite and Pest Control. Guaranteed service you can trust. Call 770-823-9202.